What's going on, everybody? Anthony Wade here, and welcome to another episode of the Elite 360 Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about something that 99% of people ask me about, or when I ask the question, what is stopping you from achieving the next level or from having success personally or professionally? This number one thing is usually what people say: I lack discipline. And when I ask them, what do you need more of? Most people say, I'd like to be more disciplined. And here's the thing. Many of us have it really ass backwards. Discipline is not something that you're born with. I can't tell you how many people say, yeah, Anthony, well, I'm not as disciplined as you. I don't have discipline like you. Well, no shit. It's something that you build every single day. It's something that is use it or lose it, just like a muscle. If you do not train every single day, put in the reps, you will not get the results. The same thing goes with discipline. The little bitty intricacies of your life that you say you're going to do and follow through with, that cultivates discipline. Discipline is built every single day. So therefore, the problem is most people, it's not that you're not disciplined, it's that your discipline is focused in the wrong direction. Let me say that again. Your discipline is focused in the wrong direction. And so if you think of discipline like a muscle, right? When you don't go to the gym for, you know, weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe you suffered an injury and you've been out for 6 months, guess what happens? Your muscles atrophy and they get smaller and they're not as strong. The same thing goes with our discipline. So if you can practice discipline every single day, it will compound into the confidence that you need to have as a leader, as a person of influence, as somebody who's looking to make a difference, or just somebody who's trying to change your own life. And so in order to get the results, you must be willing to put in the reps. Everybody and anybody is able to be disciplined, but not everybody is willing to do the work. And so why do most people lack discipline, right? Number one, I think that it's one of those things where we believe that you either have it or you don't. You know, it's kind of like basketball. Somebody's born with a skill or they're not. It's not that you are naturally gifted with discipline. If that was the case, you wouldn't have been getting disciplined by your parents. I wouldn't have to discipline my kids if they were born with discipline, right? So it's something that we cultivate. And I think that when we get this little kind of misconception out of our head that, you know, I don't have it, it's either you have it or you don't. Well, if you don't, guess what? You can get it. So my question is, are you willing to do the work in order to get it? The next one is, we get a win and we try to use that win and ride the wave to the finish line. You know, the Uncle Ricos of life. You know, back in my day, yesterday's wins will not equate into tomorrow's wins. You won the day, good. Now go wake up tomorrow and do it again. And I think that when we start looking at our life and counting achievements, it gives us an opportunity for complacency. And complacency is that little voice of mediocrity. It's that little thing that says that makes us think that we're better than what we really are. And here's the thing. As you go up, you're going to have to give up. And as you go up, you're going to have to grow up. Meaning you're going to have to grow and continue to grow. Because if not, you will quickly find yourself irrelevant. And so, you know, one of the things that keeps me in the game is having this beginner's mindset, this learner's mindset that I don't have it all figured out. Nobody does. And when you understand that, it doesn't matter how many degrees or how many titles or positions or how much money you make, the world is always changing. And so in order for us to grow, we must change with it. And I think that, yeah, you might have had some wins, good for you. But how are you going to do tomorrow? How are you going to be better than you were yesterday? And so the last one is people have discipline, but it's focused in the wrong direction. You know, it takes discipline to Netflix and chill. It takes discipline to continue to eat bad foods. It takes discipline to not go to the gym. I can't do that. I mean, I can't sit on the couch and watch movie after movie after movie. I can't go to the kitchen and continue to eat crappy foods. Now, I might have a bowl of ice cream or a bowl of cereal here and there, but I can't do it constantly. It's just not my, it's not how I'm wired. And the gym, you know, if I don't work out every day, I'm going to have a bad day. So I've taken my discipline, my focus, and flipped it to aim it in the right direction. And maybe you do too. Look at your life and look at what you do consistently. Are those habits serving you or are they stopping you? And if they're stopping you, then start looking at which ones will serve you. You know, if you wake up and smoke a cigarette a day, you're not going to get cancer, you know, maybe today, but over time, yeah, absolutely you will. And if you go to the gym and you do dumbbell curls, every day, guess what happens? You're going to have big arms. You do bench press every day, you're going to have nice chest. You do abs every day, you're going to have, you know, some washboard abs. If you eat good every day, you will continue to build your health and your nutrition. And I'll tell you that when you look at somebody who, you know, is fat and overweight, they didn't get there because, you know, they weren't disciplined. They were definitely disciplined. It takes discipline to shove all that food in your mouth without care, without, you know, concern for your health. And I find it ironic, and this might rub some people the wrong way, and I'm sorry if it does, but, you know, I always see people online, they're posting their weight loss pictures and everybody's cheering them on. But where were those people cheering whenever you put all that weight on? When you were putting on 150 pounds, where were those people that were cheering for you then? And now you lose 150 pounds and you want people to cheer for you? Like, you're the one that did it to yourself. You put it on yourself. Now, if you have a diagnosis or, you know, you were given a diagnosis or something, whatever, that caused you to do that, then I'm sorry. But for most people, they got there because they were disciplined. And if you're going to lose it, don't wait for people to cheer you on and motivate you. Get after it and get your ass in gear and get back to where you belong. We have this flawed mentality in today's world where that's the norm, where being lazy, being disgusting, being helpless, and leads to being hopeless. And it's pathetic, especially if you have kids, especially if you're leading a household, if you're a man and you can't even go outside and play with your kids. If you can't run or carry your own weight, like, how pathetic do you have to be to get to that point? And then we wonder why depression and anxiety runs rampant in this world. I'd be depressed too. I'd be anxious too. You're one meal away from a diagnosis. You're one, you know, transaction away from bankrupt. You're one conversation away from a divorce. How is that a way to live your life? And it's a simple switch in how you look at what you do, and why you do it. So how do we dial in our discipline? I'm going to give you three things today. Number one is you got to decide. The sad thing is that discipline, is that many people won't pursue it until something has happened. Like, people change three ways. Number one, people change when they hurt enough that they have to, when they learn enough that they want to, or when they receive enough that they are confident enough to. And maybe you're in one of these areas. And what I find is that, you know, we get ourselves in a rut and we get very comfortable. We get into a rut and we get comfortable and we lose our confidence. When you get comfortable in something, your confidence is slowly dwindling away. That's why I challenge myself and I get out of my comfort zone every single day, because I don't want to take a hit on my confidence. You know, growing up, I lacked confidence for most of my life, and I will never go back to that unconfident, incompetent man or boy. I wasn't even a man, I was a boy that I was. And how do I gain confidence and competency? By challenging myself every day. But if you're in a rut and you lack confidence, you have to start learning and growing and getting around people who are going to teach you and educate you. That's why I built the Lead 360 Academy, so that we can have those conversations and I can challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. Because when you receive enough, then you are confident enough to change. And I don't want you to be in that category where you hurt enough that you have to change. I want you to learn enough that you want to change and then receive enough that you have the confidence to change. Because learning alone is not going to get you there. It's learning and then taking action. But what most people do is they read all the books, they listen to all the gurus, and then they lack the confidence to take action. And so I want you to learn enough, but then receive enough that you are able to change because you're confident in your ability. The next one is you got to commit. You got to keep the promises that you make to yourself. If you can't keep the promises that you make to you, how are you going to keep the promises that you make to the ones you lead and those you love? If you can't lead you, how are you going to lead me? And if you can't take care of business, if you can't be committed to yourself, you'll never commit to your marriage. You'll never commit to your kids. You'll never commit to those you lead. You'll never commit to anything. You'll walk through life doing half-assed things for the rest of your life. And then you're going to end up like many of my patients did. You know, when I worked in cardiothoracic surgery, I would take care of these patients, and all of them would sit there and reflect on their life. And most of them had a bunch of regret because they didn't commit to keep the commitments that they made to themselves. They were going to the grave with a bunch of, you know, unkept promises. They were going to the grave with so much life left to live in them, but yet they were taking their last breath. How sad is that? And that was my wake-up call. You know, I would go in the room and I would see these patients, you know, taking their last breath, and they just had so much guilt and regret for not living their full potential. And I thought to myself, wow, man, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to, you know, go through life tiptoeing, playing half-assed, and then get to the end of my life and say, man, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. And so you have to understand that when you build the commitment by keeping the promises you make to yourself, you build the proof that it is possible. That proof drives the belief that you can be different. You can change your life. You can get disciplined in the right direction. And when you start believing that, then your behavior follows. Most people don't act, you know, in a way that's congruent with who they truly are. Most people act in a way of a flawed past and a flawed self-image. But when you believe that you can, that belief drives your behavior. And then you're able to move forward with confidence and gain the competence. And so the last one is accountability, right? I mean, like I said, you can learn all the things you want, but until you hold yourself accountable or until you have somebody that can hold you accountable, you're never going to follow through. And so you have to share that promise that you keep to yourself. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get more disciplined. I'm going to keep the promises I make to myself. And whenever you share those promises and allow people to hold you accountable, then you will follow through. No matter how big or small your goal is, if you share it with the right people, they're going to push you into your greatness. The problem with many of us is that we share them with small-minded people. We share our big dreams with small-minded people. And when you share your dreams with small-minded people, don't be surprised if they don't share the vision. So get around a group of people who are going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. Never discredit how far you've come, but never discount how far you have yet to go. And when you do this, you will be able to start dialing in your discipline every single day, not in a week, not in a month, but every day dial in that discipline by keeping the small promises. You do that and you start to build proof in your life that you're not who you used to be, but you are who you're becoming. And every day is an opportunity to get a vote for the person that you are called to be. Every time that we don't keep that promise, we take a hit on our character, our confidence, our congruency with who God's called us to be.